Hello, everyone. I'm Jesse Bruce. I'm being joined by my good friend Mary Ellen Murphy, and you are listening to 92.1 WGHN. And this is kind of the introduction of a very special project. You might have been seeing some things about it on our social media and our website, and it's sort of been building. And this is kind of like the grand rollout or the grand reveal of what we're talking about. And I'm just going to kind of let Mary Ellen take over with this, but Mary Ellen has an idea or a brainstorm that involves an American icon and the Coast Guard. Mary Ellen, let us into your mind. Tell us what's going on.
Well, first of all, what do you think about the Barbie Beach House?
The Barbie Beach House is awesome. It's awesome.
How did Gene Simmons get invited on the couch at the Barbie Beach House?
I think Gene found his own way there. I really do. He has that way with people.
I love it. I found this Barbie Beach House on a day that I had an oncologist appointment. And this, I have to tie all of this in. When I was in treatment for breast cancer up on the Medical Mile in Grand Rapids, every Wednesday I would stop at, it's Goodwill. That's where I would stop. I would stop at Goodwill just to have some normalcy in my life before I would go home. Fast forward to a year later, this is before the Barbie movie gets out. It's in spring, and I have my yearly appointment at my oncologist's office. So I go to the appointment, everything's fine, and I'm leaving, and I'm thinking, I'm going to just stop at the Goodwill just one more time on a Wednesday. I'll do this from now on every time I'm up on the hill. I stop, I find a Barbie Beach House. It's in really nice condition. I barely pay anything for it. I bring it back to the house. And then I start finding all these neat things for the Barbie Beach House and all these really cool Barbies when I'm thrifting. And then I get to sort of into this whole world of Barbie. There's this whole subculture of Barbie on Instagram and Facebook. And, you know, I have two granddaughters. And so the beach house is going to be a traveling Barbie beach house. But there's one thing missing. And that's a Coast Guard Barbie.
Well, now, because I remember when I first heard about this, I thought, well, there's got to be a Coast Guard Barbie. Because if you go on and you type military Barbie, Barbie's been in the Army.
Yes.
Barbie's been in the Navy.
Yes.
Barbie's been a Marine.
Yes.
Barbie's been in the Air Force.
Yep.
Barbie ain't been in the Coast Guard.
Barbie has not been in the U.S. Coast Guard. And so I found an article from Military Times talking about what she's done, and no one knows why there's no Coast Guard Barbie. And I thought it was so strange because I had even like Googled Coast Guard outfits, anything that I could do to make a Coast Guard Barbie. Shared it with a few people, and they thought, you need to do, if anybody can make a Coast Guard Barbie happen, it's Coast Guard City, USA. Mm-hmm. So we would like our audience to go to our website at WGHN.com and vote. Should there be a Coast Guard Barbie? Then we'll get Mattel involved. I'm tagging everyone. You may see that I've tagged Hillary Skolton, Rep. Hillary Skolton. She sits on several committees with the Coast Guard in Washington, D.C. Governor Whitmer uses Barbie in her social media posts, so I've tagged her. I've tagged Mattel. I'll tag anyone who might be able to get something done. Our hope is that Mattel will run with this, and then maybe by spring next year, there will be a Coast Guard Barbie.
Again, you mentioned Mattel, and I think the approach you're taking is really good because I'm sure Mattel gets a lot of people saying, you ought to do this,
Exactly.
And it's like, well, okay, you know, that's one thing. But if you have like an organic event that happens from Coast Guard City, USA, and you get the right people involved, it might make it a little bit easier.
Sure. And I love Barbie. Barbie's been a part of my life for so long. I mean, I'm the youngest of four brothers, and so I had to have a pretty good imagination. I played Barbie by myself, and my daughters always said, you're the best Barbie player, and now my daughter says that to me as a Gigi and a grandmother. Mm-hmm. And so this is for my granddaughters.
Yeah.
And, you know, Barbie, her slogan is, you can be anything, so why can't she be in the U.S. Coast Guard? And her backstory be that she's stationed in Grand Haven, Coast Guard City, USA. How cool would that be?
That'd be very cool.
Yeah.
Now, who have you reached out to talk about this so far? I mean, I know this is kind of the official rolling out of it, but we've kind of talked to a few people in the background.
Yes, I spoke with Tracy Riley at the Coast Guard office, Mayor Bob Manetza, because I'm tagging the city of Grand Haven in all of our posts. I did reach out to a peer and former vice president of Pier Michigan, Dave Lorenz. Mm-hmm. He's going to help us with PR on this. Obviously, our owners are aware of it as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll let all our congresswoman, we'll let her know, and our state rep, Greg Van Workum, I've tagged him, I'll let him know. And so there are people who know, a few people know, my kids know, but I've kind of kept it quiet because, quite honestly, I was afraid somebody might run with the idea, and it comes, for me, it comes from a place that I found it at a place that was became very special to me while I was dealing with breast cancer, right? When you're a year out of treatment, you're still waiting for the other ball to drop. You still think that like something bad's going to happen to you. And this has been a great distraction for me. Mm-hmm. And I've learned so much about Barbie and what she means.
Now, what's the main thing we need our audience to do? What can they do to help?
They have to go to WGHN and vote. Should there be a Coast Guard Barbie?
All right. That's all they got to
do. That's all you have to do. Oh, and then after I get the Barbie beach house and I start to delve into this Barbie culture on all these social media platforms, I end up going to another thrift store. I find two dolls from the diversity, equity, and inclusion line, mm-hmm. and a brand new replica of the Grand Haven Lighthouse.
There you go.
I mean, what are the chances of that? And that's what kind of sealed. I thought, that's it. We have to do something. We have to get a Coast Guard Barbie. So this is what we're doing. I'm hoping it takes off.
You know, we live in these times now where the way the media is and digital and stuff like that. And our friend Otis the intern, is shooting all of this stuff right now. You know, we have our channels. We can spread it. And hopefully the thing takes off and we get a little traction on this.
Yeah.
And if anybody out there knows anybody from Mattel, you know, that would help too.
Yes.
But we're trying to do this organically, and Mary Ellen has put a lot of effort into that.
Yep.
And I'm very excited. And obviously, if you can tell from the couch, Gene is very excited to be there talking to Barbie as well. Mary Ellen, is there anything else we need to cover with this?
I think we're good. The beach house is going to stay in the studio for a while, and you might see the Barbie traveling beach house at the beach with a little sign that tells you our website and what you need to do to vote. And you're going to see it all over.
Mary Ellen, thank you so much. And again, folks, keep an eye on our socials because Otis is putting together a video, and the video will sort of explain what's going on. And stay tuned here to us to 92.1 WGHN over the summer as the quest to get a Coast Guard Barbie, spearheaded by Mary Ellen Murphy, is underway.